on a nice, cool, wet Arizona summer morning. If I could be one other place right now than this studio, I would just go find a big, open batch of creosote, walk out in the middle and just go... Something about the wet Arizona desert. There's no other aroma like that.
The desert smells like rain, they say.
How nice is this? Good morning, Arizona. It is Rosie on the house, and we're in the backyard this morning with Donna DeFrancesco of City Mesa and one of the Water Use It Wisely. Water Use It Wisely founders, brains, child,
all that.
Creator.
Actually, Mesa was the founder, and I am the brain. No, I won't take all that credit. There's a big group of us. There's 20 partners now. But it started in Mesa, and then it opened up to Phoenix and Scottsdale, and we just kept gathering up partners just like little water drops into a big pool.
And Water Use It Wisely is a collection of resources from all the different city municipalities on and agreed as common best practice for watering techniques.
Well, we pool our money so that we can just help people get... We just want the ideas out there. I tell people we're not selling anything but the ideas on how to save water. So we've created a lot of wonderful resources for people. Fantastic website. So anything you want to know about water, what's going on here in Arizona, wateruseitwisely.com. And we have all kinds of landscape information. We have our watering guide on there as an online tool. You can see the booklet or an interactive online guide on there. We have a plan of the month series. We have a newsletter that goes out once a month. And it's each month we feature a plan of the month. We feature Celebrate Arizona Water. So we have stories about different water features here in Arizona, which is fascinating. I hear you guys talk about those things all the time. And all these wonderful places in Arizona. So we feature a lot of those things and so much more.
Well, I never come into a Saturday morning broadcast without my watering number by the book.
Awesome.
And with you, Mr. C. Preeby, we appreciate you coming down this morning. And who got to drive? Do you guys flip a coin or do you always make Steve drive?
Yeah, I pretty much always let him drive just because he's too picky about my driving. But
that's
you guys,
true.
We were listening to the show coming in. It was a wonderful show, and we're like, I hope we don't ruin it. Oh, sorry, Steve.
Thank you for having us.
And y'all are both master gardeners. You've been in the growing and ag and nursery and garden industry community. I mean, you live it as well. Mm-hmm. You got a great place with pecan trees and your own little garden. So we've got a great host this morning. For your landscape and gardening questions, if you'd like to join the conversation, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Jay Harper was a little nervous. He's like, you know, I'm 2 weeks in a row. I'm traveling on, or 2 months in a row, I'm traveling on my weekend. And he's actually doing the Project Central.
Oh, yes.
And they, I think they're in Scottsdale today. But he was real nervous about it, and it was water. And I said, well, I think because we're going to be talking water scheduling, we'll go to Water Use It Wisely. So, well, you can't go wrong with whoever you get from there. So,
all right.
Where are we going to start? Obviously, this rain is wonderful.
Oh,
but
my gosh, yes.
The effect that it's going to have on a very mature, large shade tree, I mean, this isn't enough to turn the sprinklers off yet.
No, that's right. It's not enough. You need about a half inch to be able to turn off your irrigation controller and actually save some water, some municipal, you know, water, supplied water.
And we were a little short of a half inch.
At least
in this area. Sierra Vista got a full inch.
That's amazing. That was wonderful. And I was so glad to hear you guys talking about rainlog.org, which people can get on that website and see what the rainfall totals were. I also go on the Maricopa County Flood Control site, and they have rain gauges all around the valley. And I know when I looked them up this morning, we were seeing about 4/100ths of an inch, pretty much pretty uniform around the valley right now. And hopefully we'll get more. So as Steve said, that half inch is a good amount that we really feel like it's going to give a good drink to your plants.
So what do we need to be scheduling then with our timers? We're right in the middle of the hottest month, or historically the hottest month in the summer. Plants are stressed. People are stressed. I think even the dirt is stressed.
Well, that's a really good question. And of course, we have a wide range of plant material that we have here in Arizona that our climate can support. And so if we're dealing predominantly with native material, you can probably get away with watering that kind of stuff once a month or maybe twice a month at the most. But if you have turf, of course, the turf is going to have to be watered a couple or three times a week. Plants in between turf and desert adapted stuff are somewhere in between there. Maybe you can get away with once a week watering for like the Mediterranean species, lantanas, things like that.
And the amount of water is always the question, and that's where this booklet comes in so wonderful, because every soil is different, every plant is different, and this helps you match the soil, the plant, and marry the two together, so you've got a chart for your own landscape and garden on what and how to properly water.
What's interesting about landscape watering by the numbers is we did base it on research data and information from the University of Arizona, where, you know, they look at crop water needs, and then we kind of extrapolate that into some of these other landscape plants, desert plants, and to try to figure out that, just what you're saying, what's the amount and then what's the frequency? You know, how much water do they really need to stay healthy? And so that's kind of how we came up with the name landscape watering by the numbers, because it's numbers of gallons, it's numbers, you know, it's the how many feet in the soil you want the water to go. It's just all those things. And so it's really, there's a science to it, but there's an art to watering as well. So we say there's definitely science, but there is art, because it depends on the health of your soils in some cases. It depends, you know, if hopefully you've got mulches down over the roots, and so you're holding the moisture in for longer periods of time. So there are so many different conditions that come into play.
Slope and exposure and that kind of thing also.
Yeah, microclimates. Oh my gosh, it just can go on and on with how many things can kind of come into play with how much, you know, you got one of those exposures of southern exposure with the sun on the plant all day long. Those things can make a big difference.
When you try and send somebody to maybe somebody new to Arizona, or they're doing landscape design, and you're going to go native plants, you're going to look at the xeriscape style, are there places that you send them to just go look here for an idea of what you can do? There's a big myth that there's no color, but there's a lot of color in native.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. In fact, that's one of the things that I like about the native plant material, is just the diversity and dynamics of the ebb and flow of both color from flowers, color from vegetation and foliage, and color of the fruits that are out there. And relative to where to send somebody, the Desert Botanical Garden is an excellent resource. They have plants whose origins are the deserts from all over the world. Mesa Community College, where I'm an adjunct faculty member, has just received arboretum status this spring. And so we have a lot of our plants labeled with the names all, and we're working towards getting them all labeled. But you can go there, Boyce Thompson Arboretum. There's a lot of locations like this. What's the one in Glendale? The library?
Yeah, their Xeriscape Demonstration Garden.
Yeah, Xeriscape Demonstration Gardens
library
as well.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a number of places we can send people that have worked towards naming plants and getting the names on, so that people can meander through these areas and look at plants and see what's in bloom and have a variety of different, you know, trees, shrubs, ground covers, and vines, all the different life forms.
And it's wonderful to do that, because you want to see those plants at their maturity and in the ground. The one thing that we say about desert plants is they're kind of those, they just don't look great in pots oftentimes
at the
nursery. Kind of those Charlie Brown plants.
Ugly ducklings.
Yeah. And so you got to know that these plants are going to be great, and have faith in them and the nurseries will help you with, say, yeah, this is actually a healthy plant. Might not look like too much right now, but, you know, put it in the ground and see what happens.
There's another great stretch of Xeriscape from the corner of Hayden and McDowell, where the water treatment plant is.
Oh, yeah.
That stretch south along.
The Scottsdale Xeriscape Demonstration Garden. Yes, yes. That's, thanks for pointing that out, because my Scottsdale folks would berate me for not mentioning it. Yes, that was.
looking out the window at the Palo Verde, I think we're just past the bloom stage. But
yes.
A month ago when that canopy of yellow Palo Verde that they've got down the sidewalk is.
Stunning.
Yes.
Oh, it was breathtaking this year. They seemed to just really pop, and they were just beautiful. So, and you know, and then you get that beautiful yellow litter, which we've got to get people to be more. What is the word?
Less concerned about litter.
Plant litter's okay.
Plant litter's good, and it helps to mulch the plant, and especially,
and it returns nutrients to the soil.
Yes, yes, it's all good, and so you know. Don't be, you know, as, you know, uptight about the litter. Let it, you know, especially a lot of the desert plants, again, the leaves are small, the flowers are small. They're not going to be too messy anyway, so.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE4U to join the conversation, which was a question a texter sent in. So they obviously have a question, and it's been a while since we've given the number. But that text is also 411-923 if you don't have time to call in and hang tight. Or you can email a picture to info@rosieonthehouse.com if you're out and about if you're not out and about on a beautiful morning like this. You don't even have to leave, just out in the yard. Enjoying the smells and the sounds of the bird and overcast.
Clouds.
Yes.
Humidity.
Yes. And you see something that you want to know, hey, what is this plant? You know, snap a picture and email it to us at info@rosieonthehouse.com, and we'll do the best we can to help you with that identification. And we're going to talk about what's coming into bloom now in the great state of Arizona right after this.